I lived in Louisiana for 3 years in New Orleans in the 60s. So I guess if you got out of there when you were 12 years old, were you in public schools?
You know what? I was in private school, which was
that's a good
sort of
move.
Interesting. Yeah, I know. Well, back then, my parents had money. After a while, they quit having money. But when I was a little kid, they had money. And so, you know, they put me in a private school because my dad did abortions. And, of course, living in the Bible Belt, that's sort of a risky business to be in.
Yes. Yeah, were they sending you to school with, like, armored car and armed guards?
You would hope so, but no. What they did was they put me in a fundamentalist, Christian, segregated white school.
Wow.
I've had so many debates with my parents about this, and they were like, we just thought that that was the best place for you. And it was like, well, I was tortured, you know? Like, that's definitely where I think being a comic started for me, was I was certainly an outsider having a dad that was a murderer, you know? So, and in the Northwest, I don't think that that would have been such a big deal, but, you know, in the South, it was certainly a fish out of water situation. So, and what had happened was that all started. I went to kindergarten, I think, in 1982, and that was the year that they started enforcing, I want to say desegregation, but when they started mixing all the races together in the public system.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
integration.
Busing.
Yeah, which I thought happened like in the 60s or some shit, but no, it happened in 1982 in Baton Rouge. So
They're a little behind there. Yeah, because I went to elementary. I actually grew up in Houston, and I went to elementary there. And we actually had the the integration and stuff in the 70s. And Louisiana's always been a few years behind.
a few decades behind. I mean, they're doing really good now. But you know, it was interesting because 1982 was the year that that happened. So that was the year that a ton of private schools started opening in Baton Rouge. So they put me in one of those, but not because it was white flight, but because it was a safety issue,
Well, it was good that you were in the private schools, because I went down there a year ahead from Seattle and came back a year behind in the public schools.
Oh, yeah. And even still, like when I went I was in a magnet school that was a public magnet school in middle school. And that was the year that we moved to the Northwest. And my mom was just like so thrilled, because she was like, Louisiana at that time was second to last in the education system. Second to last. They were 49th or 48th. And Washington was literally second best.
It's always the battle between Arkansas and Louisiana.
Right. Yeah. The toughest thing was that I literally, when I moved from Louisiana to Seattle, that making that leap up the chain of the quality of education, I was so confused from day one in school. And I went from being in like the magnet gifted program to being in the regular public schools, and I was completely lost. I was like, I don't even know what we're talking about. We were pretty much coloring in sixth grade in Louisiana, and now we're doing geometry. I'm confused.
Culture shock.